Hello. I'd screwed up on this, that I'd somehow set it to telephone only on the settings for the thing. So you may have to leave and come back to make your audio work. I just went in and changed it. Is your audio good, Greg?
Well, let's see. How do I sound?
Yeah, it's good. I actually screwed up. I'm going to have to tell Gunella in the chat, I think. I accidentally set it to phone only. I don't know how I did that. I just fat thumb, I guess. So I had to go in and just change it right now. Mohammed, I see, is here with us too.
Yes, hello. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, I made a mistake, Mohammed. I set it to telephone instead of computer audio, so I had to go out and change it.
Yes, that was probably when I tried to...
Yes, connect. You did the right thing by going away and coming back, because I reset it.
Yeah, exactly. She will have to leave.
And Judith, we don't have yet.
We don't have Judith?
Not as yet.
And Greg?
Greg is here.
Hi, Mohammed. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. Are we all inside?
Inside, and how is the situation there? Is it complete lockdown situation or what kind of situation are you guys?
New York is pretty much a complete lockdown. It's the epicenter of the coronavirus in New York. More cases, more problems, and so I'm staying pretty close to home, like in home.
Must be a good break for you, Greg. From the grind, right?
No, because all the jobs are business as usual. It's just working remotely. We've all been sent home and been told to be just as productive. I wish it was a break. Some people who are have jobs they can't really do, you know, just with a laptop and a phone, are enjoying themselves. Not I.
Yes, and I think it so for Jolly, did it make a difference for you because you?
Yeah, I've had jobs cancelled where I'd be going out and doing production, but I have a bunch of editing to do, and so that's still on me.
Okay, and Gunella, I see is.
I haven't Gunella. Seen.
Hi, Shabir, and hi, everyone. There was a bit of a mix-up with the audio. I'm fine now.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, good. And, look, Australia's a bit of a mishmash when it comes to messaging and what we should do and shouldn't do, and they keep changing it. And, we should be in lockdown, really. They've closed the border between two states, and I live an hour away from a border, and my parents are on the other side of a border, so I can't see them. I can't go and visit them unless I go into 14-day quarantine in Queensland, which is the other state. So It's all messy. So you two from New York, because I came in late with the audio, I didn't hear Greg what you said, that you have to work from home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in lockdown.
And we've been at it for you know, over a week now.
Yeah. Last Monday I was in the office, and they said they were going to start doing split squad. They had already done that for a week with some people. And then by the end of the day, they told everybody just to go home and not come back.
Okay. So, okay, well,
you are fair in enough. Lockdown since last Tuesday, right?
Right.
So shall we wait for Judith or any news about her?
Let me just check Skype, which is where she hangs out.
And Shabir, how are you going in Pakistan?
So in Pakistan, there are still cases emerging up, but the situation here is a bit more messy than in Australia. So the lockdown is practically in place now since this weekend, not this weekend, since this Friday, it's last Friday. Mm-hmm. And before, earlier than that, when we talked last time, I told you that in the beginning, they had closed down the educational institutes and all the universities and stuff like that. But the unfortunate thing is that people, some of the people, not everyone, but some people are not taking it seriously, and that's creating a mess. Mm-hmm. And to add the cherry on the top was that some people made it a point to go to picnics and all that stuff. So you can just imagine that what kind of a situation that would create. Yeah. And there were quite news in that context as well. But now since this last Friday,
sorry. I didn't have it in my calendar, and then I got confused of the day. Oh, sorry.
I was messed up.
So we came to the meeting. Corona.
Yeah, I came to the meeting yesterday. I was all sat down here at 10 o'clock yesterday evening.
No. Oh, oh no. Okay. All right. Well,
Nella, how's your parents?
They're okay at the moment. It's just I can't go and visit them. So I've got to introduce them to Skype video, and they are unwillingly using it, but we'll just have to work on that.
So Jolly question for you is, can we have our own Zoom account instead of always using ISOC New York's?
We don't. It's not ISOC New York's. It's my personal one that we use.
Oh.
I mean, you can. It's like $15 a month, but you know, you could.
Should we get all?
Yeah, I think now since we can have the admin funding, and this $15 a month would be like $150 a year that can be afforded, I think.
Well, I have an account for ISOC New York, and you know, it doesn't get much traffic. So we might as well just use that.
Yeah, and I have one too. So I think.
Okay, so but you have to make us give us, but see, what you have to do is, Greg, is since we have, but you have to make us put us in your plan.
So that you can do what?
So that we could host, like if Ganello and I wanted to do a host, if you want to. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I should be able to do that.
I'm not sure how easy it is because it's. You know, with the kind of account we've got, which is the $15 a month account, you get a single host.
No, but Jolly, what they mean by single host means that Jolly and Gray cannot be using the ISOC New York account and hosting two different webinars.
I'm not sure. I think there's only one person.
No, I've seen that. I know people who have the... who have the other one, and that it's they are, and many of them signing on, it's that they can host two different webinars at the same time.
Yeah,
that's what
I
mean.
I think that's what Judith wanted to say, I think if you want to have two webinars or two meetings at the same time, you have to buy a package which is much more costly than $15 a month.
I'll say two things here. One is, with a single host, you can't have more than one webinar at the time that you're hosting, okay? And at the same time, you've only got one name on the account, okay, both. And then you move up to like the business account, you can have more names on the account, but they have to have the same business address on the, you know, so if another Greg could share the ISOC NY account with someone else who has an ISOC NY email address. That's the way they work it.
That's an enterprise type account.
It's an enterprise type thing.
But no, but what people do in Plo is they use the same name.
Oh yeah. Well, I could give you my login, yeah. But I'm not gonna do that. You know, I mean that's not the way it works. How it works is, Judith, is if you want to run a session, you request the admin, whoever that might be, either me or Greg or whoever, the person that is the single host, to set up a call for you. And then, as I did on that one that you did previously with your group, I have to log in on the call, give you co-host, and then away you go.
But they were
saying... So a question here is that can we use our email, which is info@accessibilitysig or ec@accessibilitysig?
Yes. Yes.
To host an account so that we can at least the, and it's not just for us, even for incoming administrations, whosoever they may be, the account can be transferred to those guys, at least for the executive council. So if they want to set up a call, they can set up the calls.
Yes, that could be done. You know,
yeah.
at the same time, it has to be coordinated, because if two people set up calls at the same time,
right? Yeah, so then we won't be able to get it.
It's better to have it travel through a thing.
That's why I want to use the email, which is the EC at accessibilitysig, because that email is being used by all of us, right?
Info is actually just you and me. EC is everybody. Yeah.
EC. I want to use EC, not the info.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you could do that, but as I still say, if two of us decided to use it at once, the unlikely.
And then
the further thing I will say, Judith.
Judith is saying is makes sense, because first, so you will have to be, either you or Greg will have to be coordinated twice. When you ask for organizing or setting up the meeting, and then you have to be connected while in the call and pass the host rights.
The further thing I will say is, if you want to have a one-to-one conversation with someone else or anything, your own free account allows you to set up a call, and the only restriction is that it, you know, after 40 minutes you have to start a call again.
So yeah, but it's just it would just be, I think, easier if we can.
Well, you know, it's up to you, but basically we're spending that much of money on something that we don't actually need.
No, but why couldn't? But Greg, you said yours doesn't get much thing.
But at the same time, it's an ISOC NY resource, so he's not going to share his user ID. I mean, I admit that I have the Latin America ISOC user ID, and I can use their Zoom at any time, and I used it for Ethiopian conference the other day when I needed an extra Zoom for the translation. But, you know, I carefully looked at what else they had scheduled before I did it. And that is a thing that I will say, is that if you have the ID, when you log in, if calls are scheduled, you can see what other calls are scheduled, so you can actually fit in with it.
Right, so that's what I'm saying about we have to, free account, but I need to have it underneath someone else's account so I can have so I can see, so we can see all the scheduling that can be done.
I don't object as long as people are clear on what's involved and, you know, currently.
Ganella and Greg, I think we have to, we are yet to hear the views of Greg and Ganella on this.
Yeah, well, I'm
go on, Greg.
I was just going to say that I'm looking at the ISOC New York Zoom account, which I haven't spent much time learning the nuances of. So I'm allowed to add 0 licensed users and unlimited basic users. And so I'm not sure exactly what a basic user can do, but I'm, you know, I have no objection to adding people as basic users.
Try and add users. And see what happens.
Okay, so yeah, look, my comment is that we have a lot of other things on our agenda, and I have to leave the meeting for another meeting in an hour, less than 45 minutes. So yes. I'd be really pleased if we can get on with it.
Let's deal with this in the background then.
Okay, so I think let's go by the agenda points and... first one was the webinars. So here in Islamabad, what we are planning is first thing first is that as an accessibility SIG, we need to plan some webinars in upcoming months or weeks. And in that context, since everything is going online in Islamabad, ISOC Islamabad chapter is planning a webinar on the corona situation and the information in what's happening in Pakistan in general. And what I was thinking I shared the agenda on the email.
Okay.
In first email, should I forward that again?
Just let me look through it.
Give me just a sec.
Who sent me? Where's the agenda? Yeah, you sent it on the email earlier, a long time ago.
Well,
here it is again.
On another thing, Gunello, I saw that I got a welcome to the new DCAD list.
You got a welcome to the DCAD list?
We're in the process of, I got a mail from DCAD saying we are now in the process of transitioning it.
So DCAD thing, we have that on our agenda, and we'll discuss this. I'm sorry, I skipped the agenda myself. First thing on the agenda was the admin funding.
Okay, let's go back to the budget. Greg has done a budget.
Greg has done the budget, yes.
Now, one thing is, Mohammed, is that according to Stein, we can put... a good chunk of the live streams in the budget, in the admin budget.
What I will say this just today is that I had a call from Dan York, and Stein had been talking to Dan and had clarified with him that the fact that, you know, where how live streaming funding works, and he's going to respond to her tomorrow, where she thought ISOC paid me to go and do stuff. Whereas, in fact, ISOC doesn't pay me to go and do stuff, it only pays me to manage.
But, Jody, for 2019 funding, from the email that were exchanged earlier, we know that there were some emails exchanged where ISOC had agreed that they would reimburse the funds, but we'll have to do the reporting. So, give something us on that?
Well, so this thing, this budget is 3,000. So I thought you had 1,200. I thought you cost 12. Some reason this is shorter. We have other expenses that were not included. We should only have, we should be at close to 4,000 with the 1,200. So what got dropped off from Greg's budget that was in the other one?
What got dropped off was the second 1,200 of live stream. It was 12 at $200, but that broke the $3,000 budget. So I left
that,
off.
That wasn't admin, though. That was small grant, yeah.
But Stein said we can put it on the admin.
We're talking about, yeah, well, there is no small grant. There is an admin that we need to budget for. And we have so far the five expenses that have been around for a while, basically business cards and captioning. And then we have the last, which is as many live streams as I could fit in under $3,000, which was six at $200 each. And so that's at least a budget, you know, how we deal with it in the actual.
Can we add another half a live stream and instead of this 28, you know, like put it at $100 and then bring it up to 29?
I mean, this is only a budget. So, you know, we could budget for, I could add one more and just it'll be slightly over budget and then we'll just deal
with
that.
So Greg, what year are we talking about? Are we talking about the year 2019?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
What else?
We're talking about 2019.
Some of the sweet sauce on the...
We're talking about 2019.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what that is.
It was that squeeze bottle.
So I think we can put in an amount for 3,000. And what was the total amount that was for the cards and live stream?
Is the appropriate amount?
It was about 1,600 and change.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there was this webinar in May.
Sure.
I'm hearing a lot of noise from somewhere.
Yes, someone is has their TV on.
Now it's quiet. Yes.
Very good.
What I will say about this is that we should maybe just hold off a day while Dan York speaks again to Stein, and maybe they can there'll be a further clarification on this, and that either we will get it'll go through as Greg has put, or they'll go okay, fine. You can have your small grant money. So it's going to be one or the other, and we just wait and see. I think we can close this item on the agenda as to last year's budget and move on to whatever is next.
Well, before we leave last year's budget, just a couple things. In order to actually pay these out, I will need to get invoices or receipts.
Yeah, I have all that.
For each of those. So
I have all that.
You know, ideally, if you could scan it and email it to me.
Yeah, I can have all that.
That'd be great. Also, if there are any other expenses, putting aside the budget, if there are any other expenses that people have made on behalf of have already expended on behalf of the SIG, you could send it to me with the receipt and invoice and reason date.
You're talking in 2019.
Yeah,
in 2019.
Did we have
Ganella, were you reimbursed for the payments that you incurred in Australia?
Yes, yes. Jolie was incredibly fast in reimbursing me for that. So he is wearing that cost as well. And I think Jolie,
thank you very much, Jolie, for that.
Ganella, it was really only $550 for all those cards for all three of us.
Absolutely.
A great deal.
Yes, that was one of, and those cards, I really am amazed about those cards. Those are awesome.
We're very, very happy. Yes.
Yeah.
So I
said
I talk or someone else that we.
So Ganella, and on that, since we are on the topic, I just wanted to ask, can you ask the guy if they can add a barcode on the cards along with Braille?
You mean a QR code?
You mean
barcode?
A barcode or QR?
QR code or what?
QR.
Barcode for QR code. Yeah, I mean QR code, not barcode. Yeah. QR code. QR code for any online card or any social media website link, etc.
I can't see why not. Because that would be less complex than the Braille.
Yeah, no, I mean, we gave them a graphic, which they adjusted. So we could, if we gave them that graphic, they would just include it. That's something that could be done. That's not a...
Yeah.
That's not an issue. Okay.
I don't see an issue. So if you shall be have any requests for cards for anyone else, I'm sure that would be very easy for them to do.
Yeah, and sure. Spell my name wrong on the email.
Beg your pardon, Judith?
Greg just sent me an access to the Zoom account, and its email is judith@jhellostein.com, not hellostein.com.
Which one?
This is only for Greg.
Okay.
I'll resend the invite.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. You're going to resend it.
Now, I want to ask a question or make a comment about the an expenditure that Jolie made. And we can talk about decare generally in a minute, but since we're on the budget, Jolie spent $45 or something for a domain name for decare, yeah. And that's strictly not accessibility SIG. So we need to differentiate any of potential costs in future. That will come under DCAD, for example, captioning of any calls, and so we don't have an income stream for DCAD, but IGFSA have through Marcus, just informally through Marcus, has said that he would cover the cost of captioning, but I'd need to check in with him about things like a domain name. So I just wanted to raise that in the budget.
So my idea on this is, so of course your comments would be important on that as well, but my idea here is that Accessibility SIG agreed to host the website and the mailing list of DECAD when we were discussing this last year. This of course, I think, Jolie, you paid for the hosting cost this year in 2020, right?
What is in fact is that it's on ISOC NY's account. So the hosting cost is actually zero because it's just included. The only cost is the domain.
The only cost is the domain.
Mm-hmm.
And the domain was purchased in 2020.
Yeah.
So this will be included in the first thing is that this would be included in the next budget, the budget that would be we would be putting up for next admin cards.
What Mohammed is proposing is that we pay for the domain cost out of our own admin expenses. I think we could just take a vote on that, yes or no.
Yeah, and for the captioning, if we are to caption the DECAD calls, if IGFSA pays for those captioning, we will definitely use those budgets. But I think that we will have to really apologize from DECAD that we cannot pay for the captioning of their calls.
No. I'm certainly very happy with that Shabir suggestion, but it depends how everyone else feels and if it's appropriate, for ISOC to do so.
I would vote aye for paying it out of our admin funds, which we hopefully will receive. The further thing is, is that if we do some captioning, we'll be paying the captioner, and then we'll be getting to Marcus or so whatever for the money back. So we're still, we can't leave someone has to be the customer. Do you see what I mean, to the caption company?
Yeah. What we need to do is to plan that we would have X number of calls for DCAD in a year, and that would cost X number of dollars, and present that to IGF SA.
I think that's a good plan.
Request.
Yeah, Gunilla, that's an excellent plan. And then they can just send us the money on that. And
that's
then
right. We'll the be money
paying that off that money.
Yeah, they would send the money to the NYC account.
Do you want to send the NYC account or the accessibility SIG account?
The accessibility SIG account. But it comes from NYC.
Oh, and you know that Greg and
Greg,
I both have.
From your point of view, God. As treasurer, does that work for you?
Well, this is Greg. I just, a caution that, right now, assuming we get the $3,000, and that, we're still roughly $1,000, in the red, and with no, we really shouldn't spend the 2020 admin grant on 2019, because that'll come back to bite us when we give our report in.
No. We will not spend 2020 admin grants on 2019.
Right. But the point is, we have negative dollars to spend on anything.
No, but Greg, apparently Dan York, we're going to get this admin fund, and then Dan York is talking to Stein, and they may cover all the live stream costs. And so we won't be a negative 1,000 then.
When you're saying they would cover all the live stream costs, that's all $2,400?
Yes.
Oh, so that wouldn't have to be part of our admin budget at all, which is why, I'm sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake. Then that's why we need to kind of wait a day or two before we submit anything to anybody.
I can talk to you this another time so we don't waste Canella's time. So
okay, yes. Sounds good. Let's go back to the regularly scheduled programming.
So now we come to the activities of Accessibility SIG 2020, and this is one. There are three things, mainly webinars, APR IGF proposals, and IGF proposals. And the good thing is that now we have some time, and I think we need to put in proposals, and we need to encourage the membership to put in some proposals on accessibility and APR IGF and IGF, and then we need to plan some webinars. And when I was talking earlier about having a local webinar in the local context, and what I was thinking of including a 5 to 10 minute slot for speaking on accessibility and in the time of COVID-19. And then so you may have seen this news coming up. Some of the senators in the United States, they discussed that the educational agency, I am forgetting the name, but they discussed that they should drop the accessibility ADA guidelines for persons with disabilities while they are planning the online calls and online sessions for persons with disabilities. For at least they were talking about the giving the relaxations for 1 year. Actually, I came to know about this thing from the National Federation of the Blind emailing list, which I attended last year. So this is one of the things that while organizations and education sectors are going more and more online, they ought to consider the requirements for a person with disabilities while they are choosing, they are planning their online tools and all that stuff. Probably the Islamabad chapter is in the planning phase, and what I am talking to them is that if they agree to include the accessibility SIG as partner, and they also include they also offer us a speaking slot, what we can provide is that we will provide them a speaker which could be anyone from accessibility SIG leadership or membership, which we can decide on. And secondly, there could be, I was thinking of having this call captioned if it was, so we are yet to decide that it would, whether it would be in local language, in Urdu. If it is in Urdu, we cannot have it captioned, but it, if the leadership decides to have it in English, then we can have it captioned. So this is one thing, and your ideas and thoughts are also, so what we can do is that we can also plan a complete independent webinar on the same topic, accessibility for person with disabilities in the time of corona. Your thoughts?
Worldwide one. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree. And I just to add, Andrea Sachs had a dialogue with people from ITU and WHO and the International Hard of Hearing Association about the messaging going out from I think mainly WHO, and there was discussion about open or closed captioning and sign language interpreters and how it should be done, and there was a lot of different ideas about it. So I think that would be very useful, and I suggested when I was linked into that email thread that they might want to put something in to the IGF, but I don't know if they're going to happen. So certainly I think it's really important that this gets a good airing.
Yes. So what would you think, that should we club it with ISAC Islamabad chapter, which they are planning, or we should have it a separate, complete, independent webinar of
about
separate webinar?
Yeah, it's such an important.
And for accessibility in Pakistan, I think you have to go with Urdu, and I'm surprised to hear you say that there's no option to do transcription in Urdu. Possibly you can do sign language in Urdu, right?
We can do sign language, but we cannot do the transcription. I will have to look for it for any transcription companies here, because I have not used it so far, so I cannot say anything with certainty here. I will look for it and I'll get back to you on this.
Okay.
Yeah. Any ideas about other two topics, APR IGF and IGF proposals?
Are we going to do another? I think we should put together a proposal for the IGF. It needs to be due on the 15th. Also, Jolly, have you put together that send up? Out the evaluation that we're going to use for the Dynamic College for DCAD's annual report.
So you're saying ALISIG for this purpose is part of
DCAD. Well, according to what one of the components, what they were saying on the DC call was that many of us are in DCAD, so we're talking about our accomplishments. But we are ALISIG and we are DCAD. So the one in the what we've been doing on accessibility on internet governance, it's really the same thing. And that we could use anyone's, that's why I asked Judy O'Kite for hers, anything that any of the DCAD members have done, we can put in our annual report.
Okay, we just have to be clear here, Judith. We're suddenly talking about DCAD and not...
but I'm talking about...
You know, because your message to the ALISIG list was kind of confusing you know, because it said, oh, we need to do it.
No, this is for new foot, future ones.
You know, we're going through a little crisis of identity here. We don't know if we're DCAT or, you know, so.
I want to people.
Like you were addressing one when.
I think yes, it's Judas. It's confusing. Yes, one thing, whatever we have done on accessibility, in 2019, we put those activities in accessibility SIG activities.
Yes, individuals.
But can we really? Put those activities at two places. One is for accessibility SIG and the other is for IGF, because what we have already been talking about is that keeping the two separate entities and keeping their identities alive. If we merge those identities, then there would be questions. Then what's the point of having two separate entities?
I'm not merging identities. Is that DCAD had no really movement in 2019, except by what the individual users who are DCAD members have done.
And so, okay, Judith, I understand that you want to help DCAD by increasing what it looks like it has done as an organization rather than individual members. But I think, you know, if I'm going to head DCAD, I'm happy to put something together and you already had some things in your email, so that can be moving to Zoom, the DCAD workshop and session at the IGF, the participation on the DC panel, participation in the DC coordination session and the inclusion session, and also the work with transitioning.
But they said it wasn't enough. They said we need activities during the year, not stuff at IGF.
I'm a DCAD member. You know, I can list a lot of my same things that I listed for Highly Sick for DCAD.
Yes.
You know, I don't have a problem with that.
That's so what they want.
I understand is that for those of us that are individuals, but at the same time, your appeal should have gone to DCAD and not to...
You I tried posted to put that appeal. Both.
Well, the DCAD email address, the old one is working. I've set up the new one is working. There's no reason.
I personally have no problem in that. But you see, where would be the problem? Problem would be when we showcase these two reports when we showcase the activity reports of accessibility SIG of 2019, the activities of 2019 for accessibility SIG and accessibility activities of DCAD for 2019 would look like similar. So if someone looks at these two reports together,
Mohammed, the two different places. The sole purpose of this report for DCAD is so that we don't lose our DCAD spot.
Is it just for reporting?
Yes.
If I'm getting it right?
Yes.
So people, are you happy? So I personally have no problem in putting my activities for the year 2019 in DCAD. Yes.
I'm in the same position. I can say, okay, DCAD, here is what I have done this year. I did all this work on behalf of Ali Singh, you know, and those are, you know, and that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So it's me, and this is what I did. You know, I participated in these Ali SIG activities.
Yeah. So he said that they said we could put in any stuff done by DCAD members during the year.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're not going to get anything from the list necessarily. So let's just stick to what a few of us in the Accessibility Executive Committee have done. And if we just share that and we put something together, That should be fine. But it needs to be said that if it's an individual DPAD member, as Jolly said, that on behalf of the
Mohammed, can you mute? We can't hear Gunnell well enough. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was listening to my computer, so I'm done. Yeah. Gunnell, go ahead.
But I'm just saying that we need to make clear in the DCAD report that as a DCAD member, as an individual, we have done this on accessibility, but on behalf of the accessibility SIG, which would also benefit DCAD. So we can put it in terms which means that it shows some activity and it will meet their requirements. Having said that, the previous year there wasn't much activity either, and there didn't seem to be an issue with getting a spot. So,
yeah, but they're changing the rules, and yeah, they're sticking to this.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
But we don't want to lose our spot.
No, of course not. And I need to put in a submission about what DCAD will do in its session, but that's not the conversation that we should have here. So let's just agree that
let's move on to. So we have we have already covered the item number 3, update on DICAD, accessibility SIG hosting of DICAD.
Question for you: there was an email that this came across DICAD list about the moving. Who sent that?
I did.
Okay.
Okay. So at this stage,
what I did
am,
is I just today activated the new list.
Thanks for that. That's really good. And I wanted to ask you, Jolly, have you had a chance to play around with those WordPress options for accessibility?
I just threw the thing in there today. The one thing I'm that we could ask about is, can we get the archive of the DCAD list? That's what we haven't been given.
Gunnella, I think, and we are yet to receive an email as DICAD member from Andrea, which really needs to go out. I know you have been pushing it a lot. There is a limit. One can push the things around. But can you write to, when you write to Andrea or some guys in ITU, ask them that if they can share the archives with us?
Because, yeah, of course.
Because without them we cannot have those archives.
You know, I actually downloaded, like, you know, I used a web caption program to like grab the whole of what's there on the ITU site. So I have most,
oh, you already did.
I got most of that. Some of it, you know, links back to other things that are, I think, will stay on their site, that are like PDFs and so on that are on there. But I kind of have a lot of it, but I looked at it and said, you know, there wasn't actually so much that was really useful going ahead, you know, where, you know, we should be somewhat forward-looking, I think, with making a structure that works into the future. But I did.
I agree. And I think that the website doesn't have a huge amount of content, and there are links, external links that need to be fixed, etc. But the structure needs to be fixed. And I think if you and I can spend maybe a bit of time next week or the week after working on that, that would be really good. And we can certainly improve the website. So that would be great. And this thing about trying to get Andrea to write that, not to write the email, it's written, it's approved by ITU. It's just that she doesn't send it. And I've tried again yesterday and today, and she says, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. So I think what Joel has done is introduced the new DCAD mailing list, and we'll just work away at the website. We might do a call with DCAD members, and we'll find out the time that would work. And if Jolie, you would be prepared then to host that within the next 2 weeks, because
yeah.
I'm hoping even sooner because I need to tell people that we're not necessarily putting in a DCAD workshop proposal. We are encouraging DCAD members to do their own. I want to also outline a whole lot of other things about how DCAD will work.
Notwithstanding our earlier conversation about keeping distinct identities, I do think that this business of accessibility in the time of Corona is something that we should both work in on as a partnership, and that certainly that this would be a good lever to reactivate the DCAD a bit, and so yeah. We could sort of dedicate the new site to very much to that topic.
Can we do something like that for our IGF proposal?
We can, but basically, correct me if I'm wrong. The main purpose of DCAD was to coordinate with other DCS, one, and two, coordinate with other regional and national IGFS.
Mohammed, I'm not talking about a DCAD proposal. I'm talking about submitting our own proposal to the IGF as a A11Y, like we did last year, but we failed.
Yes, we certainly can do that.
Yeah, I agree with that, and we again now. We're going to have this trouble of separating DCAD and our SIG, and certainly I agree we can have a Corona on both websites or with a webinar, but we just need to be careful about who's doing what under which umbrella.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and last thing is that small and large grants. So this year we can have two small grants and one large grant application. And the same, if I remember the earlier email by Sarah correctly, we can have two small grants for 2020 and two for 2021. Yes. And one each for large grants of $30,000. For now, I don't have any ideas for large grant proposals, but certainly we can have small grants where we can experiment a bit. And this is something which we need our membership to be a bit more active, because this is. Because most of the time in 2019, what we have been doing, we as an EC have been doing most of the things. And this year, we need to have more member meetings, as well as activate and encourage our members to do certain activities. So I would really appreciate ideas on this context.
I will say that, you know, the most successful thing I think that we did last year was your event in Pakistan, where you had you did the training on accessibility of websites for the conjunction with the government, and I think some kind of project based around, you know, getting that going in other places was something we concluded was a good idea after that, and I think that's something.
Jolly, maybe we can. Diplo is doing a lot more stuff on virtual stuff. What about partnering with Diplo on some accessibility issue with them? Totally
agree, Judith. I think that would be excellent. I had a brief chat to someone at Diplo in Berlin, and I needed to talk to someone more senior, and didn't happen. But I would very much. I think that would be a great avenue.
You know who our big ally there is? Ginger.
Yes. Yes.
Ginger, yes. And Teresa's a good ally, because I have a Teresa's here in DC. And she's also very higher up there. But I think, especially as they're doing, I was on the call, and now they've switched to Zoom. They were on Adobe, but last week's when they did the last one with that they did with ISOC and others, they now moved to Zoom. I had complained that Adobe Connect is not really accessible and is also a bandwidth.
To get back onto the topic of small grant proposals.
Right, so I'm thinking doing it with Diplo, doing some project. We could do some kind of, my thought is do kind of some accessibility project with Diplo.
Well, actually, what I would like to see is that when Diplo runs its mainstream courses and about the number of issues with privacy and security, etc., that it just incorporates accessibility as one of the topics of discussion. So it's not something put to, you know, a separate something that people may wish to do. It's just part of a main course.
Right, but we still need to have some partnership with them. So I think...
And what we can say is that if we apply for an ISOC grant, that we can work on developing the particular accessibility content on that. But we need to work very closely with them. So yeah, and we need to think through this carefully. But I think the general idea is good. And the other one I'd like to mention very quickly is that Dan York, way back last year in Montreal, was very keen to work with us on accessibility within ISOC and training ISOC staff. And, you know, it's like never ending. They just don't seem to get it. So I think it's rather ironic, though, that we would be applying for a grant to train ISOC staff.
I like that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Also, did you see the email from... Gunella may not have seen the email because she's not... I think it only went down after chapters. But, Mohammed, you saw the email, and Greg and everyone. The new grant system, Flux...
Ganella actually now is on the list, chapter leader's list, because as a chapter leader for accessibility's sake.
Ganella, so, no, but she sent it only to chapter leaders, chapter delegates. I don't think Ganella's on
chapter leaders are on the chapter delegates list.
What?
The chapter delegates list is a chapter leader's list. It's wrongly named. It's something I've complained about before.
Gunella, are you on the chapter leaders list?
I have been on it for a long time, since I was on the board in Australia. So I'm guessing it. So it's fine.
Okay.
And I need to go, Judith, I need to go now.
Yeah, it's time's up, really.
But we could finish our conversation with others if they can work on Lager. Gunella, I know you have to go. But
yeah,
if
okay,
others,
bye, everyone.
I have a hard stop as well.
Yeah,
I think we are pretty much done with our today's agenda. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's morning for me. I'll actually go now and grab my breakfast. Oh. I just had a cup of coffee, so it's morning, and for you it's evening.
PM.
Thank you very much. Yes, and have a nice sleep.
I still have work to do.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, all.
I recorded this. I'll forward it to you so you can do your secretary job, Judith.
Oh, yes, I didn't take notes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Can you put it through, get me a transcript? Is Zoom doing automatic transcripts afterwards, like they are doing?
I can put it through Otter. Yeah.
Because apparently Zoom, I know, and I can
yes, ask. Yes, okay. Enough. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.